The Senate Finance Committee's 9 Democrats voted down 6 Republicans' attempt to advance a bill that would provide tax credits to businesses who provide private school scholarships to free and reduced lunch kids. The measure was a part of Governor McDonald's 2011 education agenda. Democratic Senator and Majority Leader Dick Saslaw of Fairfax.
I cannot remember in 36 sessions corporate interest coming in here ever and asking for tax credits for their charitable giving. This is a first for us and hopefully a last. The other thing is, let's not kid ourselves. This bill ultimately will take money and we'll take it pretty quickly out of the general fund. You can't give a credit to somebody without that money coming out of there. You take the student out of the class, that building is still there, the fixed cost is there. And that fixed cost remains. And your average cost per student, of course, goes up. Which on the other hand, when those kids attend a private school, that drives down the average cost for the private school. So this is totally to their benefit. I don't know what the fate is of this bill. I generally don't vote for these things. I might be a little more amenable to this in the future if I saw your name on a tax increase to pay for some of these things that you want to give away, because we can't constantly empty out this, you know, continue to empty our treasury.
Democratic Senator Ed Houck of Spotsylvania is a retired public school administrator.
What I am sent here as a state senator to do is to uphold the public good, public school. Now, I've heard the phrase used by some of the witnesses here this morning. They keep referring to the failing schools, the failing school. Well, I take strong exception to that. Do we have schools that need additional help, those students that attend there to succeed? Absolutely. In fact, this current budget, there couldn't be a more marked contrast between the two budgets that's before us right now. The gentlemen who come here presenting this bill, the two delegates, have just sent us their budget, which does not increase funding for public schools at all, even for those, quote, failing schools. In fact, if you look at that early childhood preschool program for at-risk students, you've actually reduced it and eliminated it. It seems somewhat curious that you come here and ask us to take $25 million of taxpayer money to subsidize private schools when the budget that you two as a member of the committee have just passed has not done anything, in fact, gone in the opposite direction for public schools. There's no doubt that $25 million, with education being the lion's share of our state budget, this would definitely have a negative impact on public schools.
The bill's patron, Republican Delegate Jimmy Massey of Henrico, denies this.
That's not the experience in all the other states. The experience in all the other states is it generates money, it is revenue positive for the states, and it improves the public schools because competition makes them better and those overall additional revenues you can plow back into public education. Florida saved almost $200 million over the last 10 years on this program, and they've been able to use that money in public education. Plus, per Education Week magazine, the competition has made the public schools better. So it's going to be a net benefit for the public schools. This is an election year, and it's an especially difficult time for Democrats to vote against the teachers' union. So I think that's what you saw happen today. The vote was based on the politics, not based on the facts or the public policy. So when the governor and I have another year to raise the money, educate people, hopefully elect some more Republicans in the Senate next year, I think next year we're down on the 5-yard line. I'm very confident we'll punch it across the goal line.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.